But the pass is complete to Haas. The Dixie player is down. Is it Gamble? That's the next question, Jim.
I can't see who it is. I can't see Gamble over there or anywhere else, though, so it could possibly be. But I know that they're out there really concerned, looks like, with his left knee.
The pass was complete to Haas. Enough for the touchdown. With 1:11 left in the third quarter, and Dixie, which has had problems with quarterbacks and injured quarterbacks, and it looks like Gamble coming to the sideline. He took a shot. He was expended and took a shot as he let go of the pass to Haas, faked the handoff, spun and found Haas for the touchdown, and Gamble limping to the sideline. Jim, I don't know if you can get any sort of report on it. It'll probably be a minute or two before you find out, but Russ Moody to attempt for the point after.
Left leg up in the air.
Moody's point after is good, and Dixie has taken a 27-19 lead with 1:11 left in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds.
It's painting season again, and Fuller O'Brien and Jones Paint and Glass are teaming up to give you the best prices of the season on Fuller O'Brien's better quality paints. Save on foolproof latex flat wall paint, over 1,000 colors, just $9.99 a gallon at Jones Paint and Glass. Full glow latex satin enamel for walls and trim, only $11.99 a gallon. And full stain flat latex house paint is now on at $10.99 a gallon. Yes, if it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien's. Simply the best at Jones Painted Glass, 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Dixie has come back to push Phoenix up the field, and the pass from Gamble to Haas gets the touchdown. Two more touchdown passes this week for Gamble. And Gamble is putting together quite a season, but the question is, will it remain a season for Gamble? Gamble now with 10 touchdown passes on the year. 27-19, Dixie leads over Phoenix College. The kick coming down towards Aldridge, hits at the 15, picked up at the 17-yard line as it bounces back upfield, and Aldridge pushed out of bounds. And Dixie College looks a little angry about Gamble going down. And, Jim, that might be a spark for Dixie College.
Yes, they're definitely playing intense. Of course, I thought the last couple times they had the football that they were taking. Gamble's left knee is really hurting him. They're putting some ice on it. He was telling him he wants to get back in there, and they said, well, let's see.
First down and 10 to go, and Jerry Wilson warming up along his sidelines. Jerry, who has all the talent in the world but not much experience, threw a couple of pass interceptions last week. But he's a big kid, has a good, strong left arm. Left-handed passer. He's the backup quarterback. Tony Giesbauer is the next man back. The man who handles the opening kickoff. The 1:09. Left in the third quarter of play. Dixie now with a 27-19 lead in the Dixie defense, trying to turn loose. Here comes Monty Travis. Molander dumps the pass off. Will it be intentional grounding? Apparently not. No one out there. The closest man out there was number 60, John Collins, the offensive lineman. So on a first and 10 from the Phoenix 27, Monty Travis doing the job. Dixie may gamble just a little bit more, Jim.
Well, first, they're definitely firing in there, Larry. And that was intentional ground. Of course, it was in the direction of the Phoenix player, but he didn't have anything else to do but throw that ball away.
Greg Croshaw looks like he's giving the official a little what for right now about that, figuring it should be. Go ahead, Jim.
He's been given a watch for the whole second half, Larry.
Two wingbacks now and one lone setback. Wide receiver left is Langley. In motion comes LeBeau. Handoff goes to the middle to Williams, and Williams is going to get some good yardage across the 30, down near the 35-yard line, and Williams definitely closer to his 143 yards on the game, closer than Finney Younger is to his 145-yard running game. But Williams putting on a show. Third down. Put it at the Phoenix 35-yard line. Third down, 2 yards to go. 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Dixie with a 27-19 lead. After Phoenix takes the lead, Dixie comes back with two touchdown passes. Movement on that right side and flags everywhere. It may be that Dixie jumped early, but it looks like that right guard is the man who jumped early, Jim, and it looks like it may be against Phoenix College.
Yes, it is. This is a motion against Phoenix. I'm over here on the sideline. Gamble's walking around and jumping on it. He's in obvious pain, but it looks like he's moving pretty good with his knee.
And it looks like a doctor is down there with him. So checking on it. Now he's walking a little better. We may not see Gamble, though, the rest of the night. We'll wait and see. Third down. Coming up, put it back at the 30-yard line. On the penalty, the 5-yard penalty moves it back 5 yards. So make it third down and 7 yards coming up. Put it back at the Phoenix 30-yard line. Dixie's defense trying to make it one series of downs, and that's it. No first downs, but they will not do it. Pass goes to Langley. Langley has the first down across the 40. Down at the 43, that ends the third quarter. David Webb on the tackle. First down for Phoenix to end the third quarter. 27-19, Dixie out in front, back in 30 seconds.
For complete auto service, choose the good guys at Jean's OK Tire. Whether your vehicle is a family car, commercial truck, or recreational vehicle, Jean's OK Tire team will give your vehicle the best service it ever had. And they service a lot more than tires. Professional service on transmissions, engines, tune-ups, wheel alignment, and brakes. State inspections and mobile service, too. For all of your needs, for all of your vehicles, see the good guys at Jean's OK Tire on West Boulevard, next to Dixie Yamaha in St. George.
27-19, Dixie leads, but Phoenix has just picked up the first down. Now, last year, as Dixie finished the third quarter, it was, let me double check, Dixie finished the third quarter with a 13-12 lead, and Phoenix ended up winning the ball game 30-20. So a lot of scoring took place in the fourth quarter last year. Let's see if that pertains this year. A couple of high-powered offenses. Phoenix scored 52 last week, Dixie averaging 49.7. Handoff goes to Kenny Williams, and Williams not getting any place that time. Chappelle Riggins on the tackle. Stan Price in the middle of things, and it looked like Leon Cole just closed up the hole on that one.
Play the call. He put it on his nose and just filled the hole right beautifully.
Gain of maybe a half yard on the play. Make it second down and a short 10 yards. Dixie with that 27-19 lead. Phoenix College ranked number 2 in the nation last year. Only one loss. That was to the national champion, Snow College, at Ephraim by 6 points. In motion comes LeBeau. Hand off. No, Molander is going to be sacked. Getting through there was Dixie. And coming through. Suddenly, our man coming through, Carly Scott. And Scott seems to be the man of the sack this year. Molander just ready to hand it off or fake the handoff to LeBeau, and suddenly Scott had him upended. Put it back at the 38-yard line. Loss of 5 on the play. Carly Scott, third down, 15 yards to go, and the Dixie defense has toughened so far, Jim.
Yes, they have, Larry, especially inside that line. Scott, number 74, I don't know what his name is, but they've really tightened up in there. Number 94.
Molander, under pressure, throws the pass, has it complete to Rosette. Rosette will be close to a first down and will be hit right in the numbers by Mike LaFleur. Did he get the first down? It looks like he did. Across midfield.
Looks like he got about a yard, Larry.
And that's the value of Molander. He comes right back after getting sacked under pressure. Picks up the first down. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 46-yard line. And so just when you think you have Phoenix stopped, they come right back at you. The biggest difference the last 2 years for Phoenix is the quality of the quarterback, Scooter Molander. Andre Langley to the left. In motion comes Val Aldridge. Aldridge gets some running room and then is upended by Tim Major. Major just cut the legs right out from under him, and Aldridge may not get up that fast. Van Aldridge on the run. Gets it inside the 45, down to the 44. A tough 2 yards. Make it second down and 8 yards. And, Jim, you could probably sense it down there more than I can up here, but it seems like the hitting is getting tougher here in the fourth quarter.
Yes, it is, Larry. They seem to be playing a lot more intense. Dixie is. They're playing a lot closer. The first half, it seemed to me like they were playing off the wide receiver and playing like this a lot more. But they're right up there on the line, and they're sticking them.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Dixie with the 8-point lead in motion. Rosette faked the handoff. Molander under pressure, throws the pass, has it complete to the big tight end, and he's going to get the first down. Molander dumped by Scott just as he let go of it. But Greg Clarkson, the receiver, Clarkson, the big receiver, gets the first down. First down and 10, and that's twice they've gone to the tight end in tough situations. First down and 10, put it at the Dixie 27, and Phoenix just grinding out the yardage. That's how they got their go-ahead touchdown here in the second half, was just to grind out the yardage, control the football, try to wear down Dixie's defense. 12-19 left in the ball game. Dixie with the 8-point lead, but Phoenix threatening. First and 10 at the Dixie 27. Langley, wide to the right side. Molander hands off to Rosette. Rosette turns upfield. Rosette gets down to the 25-yard line and is rolled down. Chappelle Riggins, Andy Brown. At the bottom of the stack is Stan Price. And invariably, the Dixie defender comes up with the football, but it's after the ball's been blown dead. Put it at the 25, just inside the 25. Rosette not getting as much yardage as he has had in previous times. They get second down, 8 yards to go. Rosette, the transfer from Arizona State, second down and a short 8 yards to go. Molander trying to guide his team back from behind. Molander back to pass, under pressure, throws over the middle, almost intercepted by David Webb. Webb, three times this year, has had the interception and dropped it. And, Jim, he's muttering right now.
Yes, he is. He's very upset with himself. The pass was low, and he caught it down around his knees, and it looked to me like he had it in his hands, and his knee just knocked it out as he was trying to get control of it. It was a real nice try, though.
Third down. 8 yards to go at the Dixie 25-yard line. Rosette coming to the sidelines. Apparently, he's shaken up a little. Van Aldridge into the lineup. Going to the right is LeBeau into that slot position. It's almost like that double tight end. The two slot backs are like Dixie's tight end position, only one setback. Molander back to pass, under pressure, throws the pass, has it complete to Clarkson. Clarkson, the tight end, has the first down. Dixie gambled, Leon Cole came through, and once again, Molander finds his tight end. And that's got to be frustrating to the Dixie defense, thinking that he's made the perfect play to get Molander, and Molander finds someone to throw the football to. First down and 10 at the Dixie 15, and Phoenix keeping the drive alive with 11:14 left in the ballgame. Jim.
Yes, especially frustrating. They put a real good rush on him. He threw the ball behind, but that number 88 made a fine catch, one-handed catch, reaching behind him to pull it in and then get a couple extra yards.
Molander, 4-for-6 over his last six passes. Last week, threw for 232 yards. Handoff goes to Rosette. Rosette has some big room down to the 10-yard line, inside the 10. Close to the 9-yard line. Darryl Rosette, 5'10", 174-pounder from San Diego, California. And put it down where? Looks like just inside the 10-yard line. A gain of 5, second down, 5 yards to go at the Dixie 10. Phoenix College needs a touchdown plus. And our Kazoo band down below really putting up the buzz right now. Second down, 5 yards, almost 4 yards to go, a short 5. Handoff goes to Rosette, hitting his own backfield, breaks through that one, gets away from Carly Scott, and Scott's a little upset. Rosette got a gain after all. Scott had Rosette, just arm tackled him though, and couldn't get both arms around him, and Rosette slithered away, got a gain on the play, inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Make it third down, about, are they going to mark it just inside the 9-yard line, so third down. Not closer to the 8. Third down and 3. A long 3 yards coming up. About 3.5 yards. 9:47 left in the game. Dixie leads 27-19. Molander sends Aldridge in motion. Molander hands off to Williams. Williams bounces off one tackler. The pursuit is on. Loss on the play. Carly Scott stayed with it. So did Andy Brown. And Williams is thrown for a big loss. Back to the 17-yard line, a loss of 9 on the play. The man who scored all 3 touchdowns for Phoenix tonight, thrown for a loss. Put it back at the Dixie 17 and the attempt for the field goal. Fourth down. And 12 yards coming up. Quint Morris to shape up at the 24-yard line, and there's been a problem with the snap for a while. Miller, who is a backup quarterback, high snap, has to go pick it up. Does it go? It goes wide to the left. And once again, the snapping of the center on the special team may have cost Phoenix College a couple of points tonight. May have cost them 5 points on two missed field goals. Well, let's make it 8 points. The difference in the ball game on two missed field goals and a missed two-point conversion or missed conversion. Make it 7 points. That would put Phoenix back within one right now. Dixie takes over. The field goal is missed from the 24-yard line, 34-yard attempt. Dixie takes over with 8:53 left in the game, and who is the quarterback? It is Mike Gamble, first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 20-yard line. Dixie with an 8-point lead. Hawes in motion. Handoff goes to Menifee. Menifee, who has not heard from much today, has the first down at the 35, pushed out of bounds at the 37-yard line. And Menifee, who has been leading the charge blocking-wise, suddenly gets some running yardage. First down and 10, and just what the Dixie offense needed. Put it at the Dixie 37-yard line. 17-yard gain by Menifee. Jim. With 62.3 yards average on the year for Menifee. Little Kelvin Menifee. Good running back. Slot position, Darrell Lacy. Dixie pitches to Unga. Unga looking for some yardage. Unga has some yardage. Gets across the 40, down near the 44-yard line. Got into some heavy traffic. Finally stopped by Brian Curry, the big linebacker. Also in there on the tackle looks to be Ed Young. But Unga picks up some big yardage. Unga, gain of 7 on the play. They get second down. 3 yards to go at the Dixie 44-yard line. Dixie with a 27-19 lead. Phoenix has given Dixie all they can handle, but right now Dixie throwing it back to them. After Phoenix took a 19-14 lead, Dixie has come back with consecutive touchdown passes. And Mike Gamble, who was injured on the last touchdown pass, remains in there. Double reverse, trying to get away. Is number 32, Jesse Bright, at the 50-yard line, at the 40, at the 30. Gamble throws a block. Bright on his feet at the 25, down at the 23. Jesse Bright, on an end-around play, gets huge yardage down to the Phoenix 23-yard line. And, Jim, the last 7 yards brought about by Mike Gamble's block.
Mike Gamble and Brian Hill both are beautiful blocks. They came around this end toward me, Larry. There wasn't a Phoenix man, and they pursued and closed in quick. But Gamble and Brian both do beautiful blocks over here to get an extra 10 yards for him.
The razzle-dazzle that time, and it's first and 10 at the Phoenix 23. Dixie with a 27-19 lead and 7:54 left in the game. And staying on the ground, Mike Gamble. The quarterback, hand off to Finney Unga. Unga bounces off one tackler, cuts to the outside to the 20, looking for the block. Unga looking for the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown of the night, and that should push him over 100 yards on the night. I see no flags. Jim, it looks good.
It is good, Larry.
The 23-yard touchdown run for Unga with 7:46 left, and suddenly Dixie has 33 points on the board and going for 34. Campbell to hold. Russ Moody to do the kicking. With 7:46 left, the snap, the kick, it looks good, it is good. Dixie 34, Phoenix 19, back in 30 seconds.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good of a tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months ahead. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixo Gas can serve your needs. Dixo Gas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixo Gas, 528 North Industrial Road, or call them at 628-1651. Dixo Gas, your warmest friend.
66 points on the year for Finney Unga. Jim Simmons, I believe you can look at Gordon Jolly and Pete Van Valkenburg, a couple of former professional football players giving each other high fives back here, and that tells the story.
They're definitely fired up. Before his last series of plays, the Gamble was over on the sideline running around. He looked like when he would go back to pretend like he's got a pass the side of his left leg where he was complaining.
The kick coming down to number 31, Aldridge, at the 10-yard line, at the 20, at the 30. Aldridge trying to break it, gets it back to the 41-yard line. And Aldridge from the Phoenix 10 to the Phoenix 41-yard line, and that's enough to put a little charge into the Phoenix Bears. This is not a team that's going to roll over and die just because Dixie has scored three straight touchdowns. 15 points is not insurmountable with 7:38 left, but Jim, you have to expect them to go to the air a little bit more.
We're definitely going to have to get a quick score on the board and hope to get the ball back. 7 minutes is a long, that's not necessarily a short amount of time, but they're going to get a quick turnover.
First down and 10 at the Phoenix 41-yard line. Dixie has scored three straight touchdowns after Phoenix took a 19-14 lead. Dixie led 14-13 at the half. Dixie now with a 34-19 lead. Back to pass, Molander. The pass thrown, screen pass comes to Williams. Williams gets to the 45, down to the 47. Had plenty of blockers out in front of him, and Dixie had to fight through that. On the tackle, Devin Coggins, who we have not heard that much from tonight. Andy Brown from that linebacker position, and Monty Travis also there. So Molander going to the screen pass, and Kenny Williams, one of the finest talents we've seen this year, puts it at the 47, second down, 4 yards to go at the Phoenix 47. Dixie with a 34-19 lead, and the crowd is stirring. They are packed in here and enjoying this one. Back to pass, Molander fakes the handoff. Molander will be dumped, sack on the play, back to the 42-yard line, and down at the bottom of the stack looks to be Chappelle Riggins. Number 56, correction, Andy Brown, 46 is the man in there. Chappelle Riggins right behind him, but it was Andy Brown on this sack. Back to the 42-yard line, loss of 5 yards on the correction, 43-yard line, loss of 4 yards on the play. No, make it five. Loss of five. Make it third down and 9 yards to go as the sack by Andy Brown takes place. Place that right now. Put it at the 42. 6:20 left in the ball game. Dixie ahead by 15. Back to pass, Molander. No pressure this time. Pass goes to Rosette. Rosette has the first down. Down the sidelines. On his feet. Off his feet. Inside the Dixie 40. Down goes the official at the 38. Slipping and going down. There on the tackle was Andy Brown. But once again, Molander, just when you think that you've had him, comes back with the pass. And Jim, he seems to be getting tougher as the night goes on. First down and 10.
The first half over the second half, Larry, it seems to be like Phoenix is throwing more to their backs. Number 20 and Williams also are, and that can be a big place. You get those guys in the open field running, they're going to have to pick up some yardage.
First down and 10 at the Dixie 38-yard line. In motion, Van Aldridge. Back to pass, Molander. Molander throwing deep to the right side. There's Langley, the pass. Complete the Langley touchdown. Langley got beyond David Webb, and boom, here you come right back. And that was the difference last year, as Dixie fought back to tie, and then Phoenix came right back with the bomb. But this time, the bomb doesn't bring you back that far back. The pass for the touchdown was 5:47 left. Makes it a ball game again, 34-25. Now do you go for the two-point conversion? Dixie on the year gave up 29 points against the Weber State JV, but Phoenix College scored 52 points last night and last week, and a lot of them on explosive plays. Molander back to pass, throws over the middle, has it complete to the tight end for the two-point conversion. It is good. Now we have a ball game. 7 points difference, Dixie 34, Phoenix College 27, with 5:47 left in the game. Back in 30 seconds.
It's here, the one you've been waiting for. Bigger and better than ever.
Steve Ogden's semi-annual free labor sale.
Now's your chance to save on beautiful carpeting, remnants, and vinyls.
And get free labor, too.
Hurry in for the best selection, including soil-hiding carpets of DuPont Antron.
It can only happen twice a year.
Ogden's free labor sale.
Don't you dare miss it.
Steve Ogden's Carpet, 145 North, 400 West, in St. George. 34-27, Dixie out in front, and Jim, it looked like the tight end was Clarkson that time. They got the two-point conversion.
Yes, it was. Good catch again. That man has good hands. He's a big boy, too. You know, it looks like a good tight end, but he can get up there and catch that ball.
Scooter Molander putting on quite a show. You can see why he was considered so outstanding last year. He picked Dixie's defense apart last year as a freshman. Has to be one of the best quarterbacks Phoenix College has ever had. All-American preseason pick this year, and showing it after getting sacked, comes right back with some good plays. The onside kick goes to the 50-yard line, and Dixie recovers. So excellent position. Onside kick recovered at the 50-yard line. It looked like by number 84, that was Ty Pendleton. Jim.
It was number 21. The kick actually hit number 21 on the leg about 6 yards. He did a good job to get up to the ball and get his body on it to get the
So it was Webb that recovered. 5:47 left in the game. First down and 10 at the Dixie 49. So Dixie, great field position, leads by 7. Handoff goes to Unga. Unga gets to the Phoenix College 48-yard line. And it's obvious that Phoenix College has not given up on this game with 5:38 left. They're coming right after Dixie. Make it second down. And about 7 yards to go. Put it just inside the Phoenix College 48-yard line. Second and a long 7 as Unga, who has scored 3 touchdowns tonight and is the difference right now in the ball game. 34-27. We had a big fourth quarter last year, and it looks like it'll be another one. Pitch goes to Unga to the outside. Looking for help, we may have a flag. No, not against Menifee. The Phoenix player, Wade Jackson, pointed at Menifee that, hey, there was a clip back there. Menifee broke off the potential block just in time to avoid the flag. No gain by Unga. Third down, 7 yards to go. Menifee seemed to push that just far enough and then back off before he got the flag on the clip, pushing from behind. 4:40 left in the ball game. Third down, 7 yards to go at the Phoenix 48-yard line. Dixie leads by a mere 7 points. Gamble back to pass. Gamble throwing deep over the middle on the right side. There's Hill going up high and incomplete. Had to go up almost on the back of Courtney Jenkins. Landed right on Jenkins' helmet. Incompleted pass. They get 4th down and 7, and Dixie will have to give up the football. Just what Phoenix College wanted to do. Phoenix has been able to move the football against Dixie in the second half much better than they did the first half. And now feeling some momentum that they can come back in the ball game. 4:27 left in the game. Crucial that Troy Campbell get away a good punt. He's had 2 miserable punts tonight. His 2 worst of the year. 4th down, 7 yards to go. The snap, Campbell. We'll get a roughing. No, they call him catching the football. A poor short kick. But getting through there was Fuller. Down went Campbell, but the official said Fuller got a piece of the football. And so it will be outstanding field position for Phoenix. And once again, the break seems to go to Phoenix. Tom Coors came up with a punt as Fuller partially blocked that one. And once again, Jim, Campbell under pressure. And Phoenix has excellent field position. 1st down and 10 at the Phoenix 39-yard line with 4:20 left. And now it rests on the shoulders of the Dixie defense. Phoenix feeling the upset. Langley wide to the left. And Phoenix has been able to move the football. Come up with a big 3rd down play to the tight end. Molander hands off to Rosette. Rosette gets across the 40-yard line, down near the 45-yard line, gets forward to the 47, then is bulldogged back. Rosette finally grabbed by Cole, but Phoenix moving the football with 4:06 left in the game. And it may be a case of Dixie just trying to hold on now. Phoenix at the 47-yard line, second down, 2 yards to go, 2.5 yards to go. Similar to the bowl game, that Dixie did pick up the win against Phoenix, as Dixie had the lead and Phoenix had to come back. The clock stopped with the timeout by Phoenix, 3:49 left in the game, 34-27, Dixie out in front, back in 30 seconds.
So your insurance is so high, even Ripley can't believe it?
Call 1-800-423-3326.
Ask for a free price comparison from Zions Insurance Agency, an affiliate of Zions First National Bank. Zions Bank offices now have licensed insurance representatives to help with your insurance needs.
1-800-423-3326.
This little number is brought to you by Zions Insurance Agency. We want to help you drive auto and home insurance costs down.
This is Good Time 89, KDXU, St. George, Las Vegas.
34-27, Dixie with a 7-point lead, but it's white knuckle time as the Phoenix offense has produced one score, trying for a second one. Hand off to Williams, big hole, Williams first down into Dixie territory. Is there a fumble on the play? It looked like there was a scramble after the football for a moment, but no, apparently not. Phoenix College not making that many mistakes tonight. Dixie did. Put it at the Dixie 44-yard line. But Dixie has that 7-point lead, first down and 10. And it may become critical on that missed extra point by Phoenix College. It may also become critical on the missed 2-point conversion by Dixie, because that could give a little cushion for Dixie right now with 3:25 left in the game. In motion, Van Aldrich fake the handoff. Molander with the football. Molander under pressure. Molander tackled. Leon Cole pursued the quarterback back to the 50-yard line. And Cole looked like he got kicked right in the midsection as he grabbed Molander. Just continued right off the sideline. And apparently got hit in the Colt solar plexus. As he went down, apparently the heels of Molander's shoes came right up into the midsection. Cole went stumbling off the field.
That's what happened, Larry. That looks to me like he got the wind knocked out of him. They're pulling up on his mask and everything else. But he was definitely reaching around the midsection. And you get right below the chest and you get the wind knocked out, you're good and easy.
Second down, 16 yards to go. Phoenix College. That was a big sack. 2:36 left in the game. In motion comes LeBeau. Nope, he stops. Back to pass Molander, getting a little more coverage. Pass too big for Langley, and that's one of the few that Molander has missed when he's had a little time to pass. Incompleted pass. They get third down, 16 yards to go at the 50-yard line, and Phoenix College a critical down now. Go back to the pregame show. Greg Croshaw talking about one of the critical moments. Turnovers. Second thing, conversion of third down. If Phoenix College can convert on this third down and get the first down, then we're talking a real horse race to the finish. If Dixie can keep Phoenix College away, 2:29 left in the ball game, Phoenix College will be forced to go for it on the fourth down or to punt it away. Molander, third down, 16 yards to go. In motion, LeBeau, back to pass, under pressure. Molander throwing deep, the pass, complete, first down. Caught by Langley, beat David Webb. Tim Major, first and 10 at the 14-yard line. And Jim, that might be the difference right now. As Molander completes, first down and 10 at the Dixie 14-yard line. 2:24 left, there's enough time.
Yes, there is, Larry, and that was a beautiful pass, but a beautiful reception. The man was right out here and made a nice shot. I know some comparisons between Molander and Langley and their pass patterns. They seem to know each other pretty well, and it's a lot of timing.
First down and 10. Molander hands off to Rosette. Rosette looking for some yardage, has some yardage. Will get down near the 10-yard line. Will be smothered by the Dixie defense, but this fourth quarter, late in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter, the defense for Dixie has had to spend a lot of time on the field. On the tackle, Elgren. The Darryl Rosette doing the job now. Put it at the just inside the 11-yard line. A gain of 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 coming up. A minute 43 left in the ball game. Phoenix could take the lead with a 2-point conversion if they can get the touchdown. Second and 7. Aldridge. Molander under pressure throws over the middle, incomplete. Intended for Clarkson. Clarkson was there. Molander under pressure, and that was part of the secret that time. Monty Travis, along with Carly Scott, right there in the face of Molander, Jim.
Yes, the best defense against the pass is a good rush, and we definitely had a good one going in there.
Third down, 7 at the Dixie 11-yard line. A minute 31 left in the game. Dixie hanging on to a 34-27 lead. It looked like Dixie was going to blow the game open as they scored three straight times. But Phoenix College has come back with a touchdown to bring it back within 7. Finneunga sitting by himself as far as other football players on the bench, contemplating what may be in store for him if Dixie can get the football back. A minute 31, third down, 7. Under pressure, Molander will be sacked. Slipped as he saw Devin Coggins coming after him, and Andy Brown was right there. So Coggins forced the slip, and Brown got the sack. And timeout, Phoenix College, with a minute 20 left. Dixie leading 34-27, back in 30 seconds.
Treat yourself to a more beautiful home. The prices have never been better at Jones Paint and Glass. Begin the new look with wallpaper at 50% off all in-stock paper. And you'll find a special selection of in-stock paper at only $6.99. Then add Hunter Douglas Decorator Blinds, now at 40 to 50% savings. Complete that new look with one of over 1,000 colors of Fuller O'Brien paints. Their top quality paint is now on sale at Jones Paint and Glass. For a beautiful new look at beautiful prices, see Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle.
Consecutive third downs. One, Phoenix College converts. The second one, they lose yardage on. Now the gamble is, do you go for the field goal and then hope for the onside kick? Or do you try for it all? You're a touchdown and an extra point behind. The strategy. This is where Ken Stites develops the ulcers. Scooter Molander has picked apart the Dixie defense pretty well in this fourth quarter. Phoenix College making a run. And Phoenix always seems to have a strong fourth quarter. To the right side, tight end or wide receiver Andre White into a slot position. Rosette in motion from the slot left. Molander, fourth down, 7. Under pressure, throwing deep to the outside. Overshoots Langley. Dixie has the football. A minute 15 left. Dixie has it. First down and 10. Put it back at the Dixie 20-yard line, and a minute 15 to run off the clock. And Jim, Molander could not do it two times in a row.
No, he couldn't. And down here on the sideline, we just felt like that was going to be the play. Him and Langley have been timing it. I've had a couple of really successful nights with it. The first half, Dixie was laying off of Langley. They respect his speed so much. But I think it was just the pressure and releasing the ball too quick and trying that timing play. That was definitely a pass this way all the way.
Every bit of as tight, if not tighter, this year than it was last year at Phoenix College. Mike Gamble to fall on the football. Start the clock. Gamble? We'll just start the clock. Will there be a timeout by Phoenix College? Yes, there is. With a minute 9 left, Gamble lost 2 yards on the play back to the 18-yard line. They get second down, 12 yards to go, and the timeout called by Phoenix College at this point. Gamble coming over to talk with Coach Greg Croshaw. Dixie with a 34-27 advantage. And Jim, it came right down to that fourth down play. Fourth down and 16 yards to go. They needed the 16 just to get the first down. Going for all the marbles, and for one of the few times tonight, Langley and Molander could not get together. But there's no question, Molander is an outstanding quarterback.
Definitely, and this Langley's an outstanding wide receiver, too. They pair up real well. Of course, I don't think I see a better wide receiver that I've seen in junior college ball than Hill. He just looked really good tonight, too.
Hill has been stymied somewhat, no touchdown receptions. Gamble looks like he's still limping just a little bit, Jim. That may still be a tender ankle or a calf from that earlier injury.
Yes, it's just below his left knee, and on the outside of it, they've taped some kind of sponge and everything on there. It might be a bruise. It looks like the way they've got it taped and everything, it could be a bruise. because he talked about the pain being on the outside of the leg and not up in the joint itself.
So make it second down. 8 yards to go for Dixie. And the Phoenix officials allow Gamble just to, or the officials allow Gamble just to kneel down again back to the 16-yard line. So Gamble kneels down at the 16. The clock running with 47 seconds left. Third down, 14 yards to go. Dixie will take it down as far as they can. And then just let the time run off the clock. Maybe run around a little bit to get it under 30 seconds. Phoenix out of timeouts, apparently. Mike Gamble, third down. They're going to wait for the 5-yard penalty, I believe.
Yeah,
there it is.
They'll take the penalty and just run down the course. They'll walk back and then just touch it down again. We'll be over.
5-yard penalty with 23 seconds left. That will make it third down and 19 and move it back to the Dixie 11-yard line. And it's just a matter of nursing the clock now for Dixie to come up with victory number 4 on the year. Phoenix College to go 1-1, and this could be a critical one. As we look around the league tonight, some other big games going on. Eastern Arizona is at home against Arizona Western. College of Eastern Utah is at Scottsdale. Snow College is at, or is Glendale College is at Snow tonight. And Ricks College is at Mesa. So it's there are some big games coming up tonight. Mesa at home against Ricks. That one should be a dandy. Mesa thought to be maybe the toughest club in Phoenix area, according to the Hamrick, the sports information director at Phoenix College. Gamble kneels on the turf inside the 10-yard line. Fourth down, 20 yards to go. 6 seconds left on the clock. Listen to the crowd. Dixie wins. Dixie 34, Phoenix College 27. Dixie goes 4-0 on the year. Phoenix College goes 1-1. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back and recap the scoring.
The good guys at Jeans OK Tire has a new smart guy on their team. So smart that your engine can now be completely evaluated in just a few short minutes. Known as the Allen Smart Scope, this one saves you time, money, and problems by accurately diagnosing the exact problem with your engine, so there's never any unnecessary costly repairs. So be smart and see the Allen Smart Scope at Jeans OK Tire. Just another way the good guys at Jeans OK Tire serves you better. Next to Dixie Yamaha on 339 West St. George Boulevard in St. George.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good of a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months ahead. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, 528 North Industrial Road, or call them at 628-1651. Dixogas, your warmest friend.
It's here, the one you've been waiting for. Bigger and better than ever.
Steve Ogden's semi-annual free labor sale.
Now's your chance to save on beautiful carpeting, remnants, and vinyls.
And get free labor, too.
Hurry in for the best selection, including soil-hiding carpets of DuPont Antron.
It can only happen twice a year.
Ogden's free labor sale.
Don't you dare miss it.
Steve Ogden's Carpet, 145 North, 400 West in St. George. Dixie 34, Phoenix College 27, and for only the second time in history, as far as we can tell, Dixie comes up with a win over the Phoenix College football team. This is a powerful program. Coach Greg Croshaw was actually looking for Phoenix to be ranked number one this last week, and surprise of surprises, Phoenix was not ranked at all. After that 52-14 victory over College of Eastern Utah last week. Well, that will be a significantly lower point total, the 27, but still showing the power on the road. Phoenix College, poised team, a veteran team, a team that does very well, and they did very well tonight. But Dixie College coming up with those 34 points on the night, and that's 7 points more, and that's all you needed. That's the lowest scoring total of the year for Dixie, just one less than the Air Force Prep score. Jim, I noticed down there number 50 for Phoenix College, Jason Wish, an offensive lineman. It looks like he is injured, and I'm not sure how serious that injury is. He came out in the ball game. Have you heard anything about Wish over there on the crutches?
That happened in the first half, Larry. Wish came back in after halftime on the crutches and with his right knee, I believe it is, wrapped with ice at the time. It don't look like he has any ice on it right now. But he wasn't taken out of the game, so it was probably something that swelled up while they were at halftime.
Let's take a look at how Dixie... Well, let's first of all, Jim, your feelings down along the sidelines. There is obviously the emotion down there when Dixie got the lead and got the big lead, and then it must have been a little bit of fright when Phoenix came right back and got the score.
Definitely some apprehension. I don't know. When Phoenix first came out and got the lead in the second half, you could just kind of feel the, presence or something down here, but they went out with intensity and a few runs. I think what set the whole game up was a couple of runs by Unga and the long pass, of course, to number 11. But I think that the runs helped set up the pass, and when either team, Phoenix or Dixie, could do that, run to set up the pass, they did well. But whenever one of those fell down, then it seemed like they were stymied.
Phoenix College came right back at Dixie. When it looked like Dixie had pretty well stopped Phoenix College, they came charging right back, and that had to have shown a lot of character for the Phoenix College team. Dixie could have rolled over and died after leading narrowly 14-13 at the half, and then Phoenix College coming right out and taking that 19-14 lead. But then Dixie came back with three straight touchdowns. It seems like with three touchdowns, you should have a bigger lead than one that could be cut back to seven by just one touchdown coming back. But that's the way things were.
Was, and of course, that like you said, that missed extra point when they went for two really hurt them. You know, looking back, if they would have got the extra point, which Moody seemed pretty consistent on, that would have put it out of reach at the end, but you can't tell. At the time, they needed the 2 points to get that 8-point lead, and it just didn't work.
And then the gamble by Phoenix College, going for it on fourth down rather than trying for the field goal and then hoping for the onside kick. That you almost have to go for the biggest one first. You have to get that touchdown, and then...